He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the pre-Memorial Day weekend live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting one last time today from Sarasota, Florida. And we have a mixed market right now. That means some indexes are up and some indexes are down. Let's begin with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 58 points to 24,753. We next move to the NASDAQ, or the S&P 500, which is down 6 points, 2,721. We're off about a quarter of a percent on those two indexes, which usually mirror each other fairly closely. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is up 10 points, a little bit disconnected from the other two. We might be having a fairly good day in the tech sector. I know that the oil sector is a laggard today. The NASDAQ is up 12.5 points to 7,436. Russell 2000, the small cap index, down 0.2 points this morning. Crude oil, that's the reason why the oil and the energy patch down today. Crude oil down $1.94 per barrel to $68.77. It's that old supply-demand equation. Gold is down $1.60 to $13.02. Silver down 12 cents to $16.57. And I was wrong. I will admit when I am wrong. The 10-year is back below 3%. It's at 2.92% after hitting 3.10% last week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, but broadcasting once again today. We're leaving today. This is the Leaving Sarasota, and it's the pre-Memorial Day weekend edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And oil prices under pressure right now. The back and forth on North Korea also impacting the markets. You can't blame rising interest rates because they've come down a bit here. They're now at 2.92% after hitting 3.1%. Last week, I made a prediction that we wouldn't see under 3 again. I was wrong. We're at 2.92%. So go ahead, load up on those U.S. treasuries. I wouldn't do that. But really, today, it is the energy stocks that are weighing on the market. And, of course, the news yesterday that the North Korea summit is off. It was called off by Trump. And that made stocks slip. Gold and bonds rose, however, yesterday. And now we're hearing from North Korea, wait a minute. We still want to meet. Well, we'll see where this all ends, this game of cat and mouse. Meanwhile, China is really the puppet master here over North Korea and Kim Jong-un. And like I say, it's a pattern in the market. When the current administration, whether you're for it or against it, when it has a good day, the market responds favorably. Because the stock market would like for the current administration's policies to remain in force. The market likes the fact that there was a rollback of the strangling Frank Dodd rules yesterday. That's positive news for the small regional banks and for people that are seeking business loans or home loans. It greases the skids a little bit when there have been some real impediments on those tracks to preventing and just making it so difficult. The mountains of paperwork and, oh my gosh, the legalese and the regulations. Well, you know what? The market doesn't like that. The market wants the skids to be continued to grease for the U.S. economy. It doesn't want the brakes put on the U.S. It doesn't want governors put on the U.S. economy so it can only run at 2% per year. It wants the U.S. economy unleashed. And that, of course, is what the current administration is all about. Yet when you take a look at one of the major financial channels, which I'm forced to read their news stories every single day to see what to report to you, to pick those stories that I think are most important, they spin every single story to make Trump look bad. Now, you would think the people at CNBC who are market reporters would want a good, strong, healthy, vibrant market and economy. Yet they seem to be very much a cheerleader and an antagonist, a cheerleader for the other side of the aisle, while they are an outright antagonist against the current administration. Well, we'll see where Trump and Moon end up, whether or not they're going to meet. Of course, that would be a big feather in the Trump administration's cap, and that's why the market acted so favorably when things were on and it was looking good and we were talking Nobel Peace Prize. And now the meeting off and the market has gotten a little bit dicey once again. There's a direct correlation between the market and the likelihood of the midterm elections remaining in the House, the Senate, remaining in Republican hands, and the likelihood of Trump being reelected for another 4 years, 6 years from now. In the meantime, you've got massive spending from Google employees. We have very few Republicans left standing in California, where I hail from, and Google employees are spending millions to defeat and to turn and to tip the House in the Democrats' favor, and they think they can do it in California. Well, if there's any place they can do it, I guess it would be California. Yesterday, the market rebounded midday, and I'm seeing that kind of action. That's favorable. That's bullish. When the market kind of shrugs off bad news and rallies at the end of the day. We've kind of seen that all week this week. This being Freaky Friday, however, and traders leaving for a three-day weekend, we may see a sell-off today towards the end of the day. We'll just have to see. In the meantime, Wilbur Ross will visit China from June 2nd to June 4th. Wilbur Ross is a billionaire businessman. A U.S. delegation led by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will visit China from June 2nd to 4th for another round of talks amid ongoing trade frictions between the world's two largest economies. The dispute took on added complexity this week when President Trump announced a national security investigation into imports of cars and trucks. Well, there's a lot of moving parts right now. Mazda is a moving part. Volkswagen is a moving part. BMW is a moving part. In the meantime, the NAFTA talks are going on. And Enrique Peña Nieto, president of Mexico, claims that we're not going to negotiate NAFTA on the basis of pressure. If an agreement is reached, it will be one that only truly benefits Mexico. If these conditions don't exist, Mexico will not move forward. You know what? I'm watching the South American markets. There's something real bad going on in Brazil. there's something real bad going on in Argentina. The Mexico markets are starting to implode. Venezuela is a mess. I'm getting very close. This weekend's newsletter may do it. A very important sell signal I may send out in this week's newsletter. If you want to get on my newsletter mailing list, go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. You know, it's usually an orderly falling sequential of the dominoes. The bond market domino started to fall in July of 2016. Now there's some other dominoes that look pretty tipsy right now. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hope you've got something fun planned for the three-day weekend coming up. I begin my three-day weekend with the writing of the weekly newsletter, where I explore every little nook and cranny of the market, from the German boon to Japanese inflation to the Mexican peso. We'll go all over the place. It's my internal research. It's my being forced every Friday to go back, because I'm so busy in the weeds, in the small details of the painting that I paint every week of the market. I need to step back from the painting and look at the big picture on Fridays and Saturdays. And I share that with you in my weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for. I give you 2 free weeks of the entire newsletter, which shows everything I own. I sit there and I turn my cards upside down for you to see. And then after 2 weeks, I knock you down one grade of the newsletter. You get to see all my research except for the stocks that I own. And then I drop you down to the free version of the newsletter, which has the summary of what went on this past week and what my take is on it. Very, very valuable information. If I was planning a trip to Montana to go fly fishing on the Madison River in June, how neat would it be to get a report from the local guides every week telling me all the ins and outs of the movement that they see and the currents and the color patterns that are working and what time of day the fish are feeding and where they're feeding and what they're feeding on, what the weather conditions are going to be like. Guys that are in the water, in their waders, every single day. I provide that to you every single weekend. You can go to my website again at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, I've met with folks all week long here in Sarasota. You know, everywhere I go, I always come away saying the same thing. The best people live in Sarasota. And when I go to Minnesota, I say the best people live in Minnesota. And when I go to Seattle, I say the best people live in Seattle, and the best people live in Atlanta, and the best people live in Dallas. By the way, in Dallas, we're looking at June 30th, the Saturday morning, for that workshop. We're just working out the final details, but we'll be there in a month, I can tell you that. And it's just, you know, I have great people that listen to the show. It's really, really heartwarming to see the fantastic people and the people that we have met with this week, the good time that we've had here. I really enjoy visiting the cities that I broadcast in, and I'm looking forward to our next trip, which will be to Dallas, which will be our first foray into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So there will be a workshop. We are now looking at Saturday morning. You know, I'm real conscious of traffic and these kinds of things on a Wednesday evening in metropolitan Dallas around the Las Colinas Airport area. I'm very cognizant of that. I don't want you to arrive at my workshop all worked up and tense and nervous because some guy cut you off on the freeway or being stuck in traffic. It just seems like Saturday morning is more relaxed. Have a nice time. We can talk about the market. We can have some Danish, you know, this kind of thing. So Saturday, January 30th, and it just so happens that my San Diego Padres will be visiting the Texas Rangers that previous week. So we're also looking into some possibilities there. We'll have a bet. Who's the worst team in baseball, the Padres or the Rangers? I don't know what our record is. I don't know what the, I know we're both now near the bottom of the heap. Who will beat who in this race for the number one draft pick this year? We went to a Minnesota game. The Twins and the Padres, they were in town. They seemed to follow me around like a bad like a plague, you know. Anyways, we'll have more details, but mark your calendar, June 30th, Saturday morning. We're working out the final details there in Dallas. All right, well, what do we got going on here? We've got a mixed market here to as we end another week in the market. We still don't have any finality of any kind in the trade negotiations between us and China. That's going to continue. Wilbur Ross will try to help that out. We kicked off the week with a ceasefire, and the market was up 200 points that day. And then, of course, we got Trump tweets that, you know, I'm not happy. We're not there yet. We got a lot further to go. Well, let's continue to watch the economy. As I said before I went to break, the economy doesn't fall overnight. It's dominoes that fall one at a time. The global economy and other asset classes are all part of that dominoes that a few have fallen. The bond market fell in July of 2016. That includes real estate investment trust, which are down considerably since then if you listen to my sell signal on those interest rate sensitive investments. Now we have another very critical sell signal looming. And by the end of the day, I should know whether or not in this week's letter, another sell signal will go out on a major asset class. So you want to be sure and get this week's newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Well, let's look at the U.S. economy. Initial jobless claims, 234,000. You know, that's a higher print. It's like a two-month high, but still, overall, it's very low. Why is oil down today? Because there's talk that OPEC now might increase production by $1 million per day. Russia and Saudi Arabia have discussed the easing of global oil production cap by 1 million barrels per day. A loosening of the 17-month-old deal between OPEC and other nations would come ahead of a June 22nd meeting. Now, we all have to put that one on our calendars. Let's look forward to that. In Vienna, where the agreement's member countries will decide the next steps. Well, I'm still bullish. I'm not overloaded in the energy patch. I have some big gains in the energy patch. At this point in time, I am not ready to cash in my chips on the energy patch, but oil is skidding below $70 per barrel this morning on talks that maybe, just maybe, OPEC at their June 22nd meeting will say, you know what, guys, let's increase the supply just a little bit. And, of course, you know what supply does to a commodity. It drives prices lower. Now, when we come back, there's a couple real trouble spots out there in the market right now, and there's some very perky areas of the market right now. We'll talk about both when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm. and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, live from Sarasota. But today is getaway day. It's travel day. We will be heading back and looking forward to Dallas the last week of June. So if you'd like to set up an appointment, we will be in the Las Colinas area, airport area of Dallas. And we're just working out the final arrangements, but you can. It looks like a Saturday morning, June 30th workshop instead of that Wednesday, and we'll be meeting with people all throughout the week. So if you'd like a one-on-one appointment, we were full in Sarasota. We were full. We never ever had a break. It was I scheduled 1 hour appointments, and last night we finished at about 7, 8 p.m., and we started at 8 a.m. So if you want to meet with Bill Gunderson in Dallas, you better send us an email. You got 4 weeks to do it. GundersonCapital.com. And as I said, I am on the verge of putting out a major sell signal on a very significant asset class of the market. I'll know by the end of the day, depending how today ends. Get the newsletter this week at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, where do I see some of the worst charts in the market right now before we get to the favorable ones? Well, let's go south of the border. Let's go even south of the Mexican border, although the Mexican markets have been roiled quite a bit. But let's first check in on Brazil. EWZ is the Brazil ETF. The Brazil index has 25 companies in it. That's an ugly, ugly chart. Now, a big, big component of that index is Petrobras, the national oil company, PBR, which is a publicly traded company. There is political uncertainty in Brazil right now. There are those that want to take it in the direction of Venezuela. There are massive strikes in Brazil right now. The truckers are not delivering goods. The economy is at a standstill right now. The currency is plunging. And today, Petrobras lowered their diesel prices by 15% to try to make the truckers happy to get the economy moving once again. But that is one ugly chart. Now, equally as bad of a chart is Argentina. The worm turned early this January. They elected a guy, a businessman, a Donald Trump type, pro-business, that led Argentina back into the global debt markets, although Argentina has defaulted numerous times in the past. Now it's looking bad again in Argentina. Political unrest, a falling currency, strikes, political turmoil. And Brazil now looks very bad. That's a bad-looking chart. You can look at the Argentinian ETF, ARGT. And big part of that is Mercado Libre, which is the Amazon of South America. And Mercado Libre is under pressure. The stock down about 25% from its March high. Not only is Amazon going south of the border into Argentina to compete with Mercado Libre, but you've got the Argentinian political scene and economy starting to crack big time. Those are some very poor looking areas of the market, and they're part of the international markets. Another disturbing piece of news that I see today, which is reminiscent of 2007, there is soaring demand for collateralized loan obligations, CLOs, which Wall Street loves to package. It's like a pack of baseball cards. They package them. And for every, for every Eric Hosmer card, there's seven of those relief bullpen guys that you've never heard of. Some of them wear thick glasses in my pack of baseball cards. Well, that's the way they did it. They packaged those risky mortgage loans because the investors' appetite was voracious. And the yields were attractive. And they gobbled them up, did the investors. And Wall Street packaged them as fast as they could. And they threw in as many relief pitchers with glasses as they possibly could, and the investors, little did they know, that those were ticking time bombs. Well, now investors' increased appetite for repackaged corporate loans, known as collateralized loan obligations, are allowing money managers to put them together to sell off pieces of CLOs that by law they previously had to hang on to. CLOs in the past have been relatively safe. But the current demand means a lot of CLOs have been stuffed with weaker credits. Well, if a downturn happens, and when that happens, it will uncover these weaknesses. I put out a sell signal on interest rate related bonds, REITs, utilities way back in July of 2016. You can go on to Seeking Alpha and read my articles there. One of them was titled Unprecedented Risk in the Bond Market. We met with people every single day. We saw lots of different portfolios, and most of them had one thing in common. If they came from a recognized name on Wall Street or a regional firm that manages money, we saw at least 40% of those portfolios in bond funds. And we saw another big chunk in an asset class that is teetering on the brink right now. But what will those bond, or what will those advisors do about it when those parts, pieces, ingredients of their asset allocation start to implode? What will they do about it? You tell me. You know what the answer is. Nothing. Until the pain becomes so great on the investor that the investor calls up the passive money manager and says, look, you better get active and do something about it. The problem is, by that point in time, the horse is well out of the barn. The horse left the barn back in 2016 in the bond market. A lot of damage has already been done. We've seen portfolios that over the last year are down 10% while the market was up 18%. We saw a big one yesterday. Why? Because it is chock full. It was an 80-year-old. It was mostly fixed income investments. So, you know what? I just do not believe in the passive way of managing money. How can you be passive in any business that you run? A business does not run itself. A garden does not run itself. There is not a buy and hold baseball team or a buy and hold football team. They're constantly trying to upgrade, to tweak. In a garden, you're getting rid of the weeds. You're getting rid of the stuff that's strangling your garden. I know after a few months, if I have a thriving tomato plant or one that is struggling, if I have one that is struggling, I have to get rid of it. I have to rake up the soil. I've got to get some fertilizer in there, and I've got to plant a new, fresh plant in there that will thrive instead of struggle. Everything has to be tended to, in my opinion. Look at how this autonomous car thing is working out so far. Well, just sit back. Let the computer do the driving for you. Well, I think eventually they'll get it. I don't know if there will ever be a time, though, that I'll sit in the back seat on my laptop and let the car drive me to work. Even worse, let a computer program manage my portfolio, my retirement funds. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Now, usually, you remember the old Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I did it in reverse today. I did the ugly, the good, or the ugly, the bad. And now let's talk about the good in the final segment of the show. It's not all bad out there. There is still some really good-looking stuff out there. All right, where am I seeing it as we begin this? I officially declare the three-day weekend has begun. For you, not me, I'll be writing the newsletter. But I do enjoy writing the newsletter, so, you know, hey. I saw some really good action in PayPal yesterday. They had an Investor Day event. They announced that they will be expanding their partnership with Google. I love the movement. Now, these aren't recommendations. These are highly rated best stocks now. That rating is based on valuation and momentum slash performance and a very healthy stock chart. So fundamentals, technicals, and relative strength, all three. I've talked with people all week. They might use one of these disciplines, but I am always very adamant about using all of the tools, research tools, in my toolbox. All right. PayPal, rather perky after expanding Google partnership. I notice some very nice action in Visa. I've talked about Visa many times. It's a large holding here. That's a very good chart on Visa. They made a strategic investment this week in a mobile payments player. Mobile payments. They want to get into the Square business, right? I've talked about Square in the past. That's a perky looking chart there. One that I missed, but it continues to be perky, is World Wrestling Entertainment. Man alive, the small caps were starting to take off last week. World WWE, one of the better looking stocks in that area right now. I also noticed yesterday, newsworthy, still one of the best looking charts and stocks in the entire market, hitting a new all-time high again today and passing Disney in market capitalization. Netflix, they're now neck and neck, head and head, nose and nose as they come down the stretch. Let me ask you this. Let's pretend that the finish line of this race is 3 years from now. Netflix, as they round the turn and hit the top of the stretch, just like Justify and the other horses that were chasing him in the Preakness last Saturday, and they're headed for who's going to have the largest market cap. But in this case, the stretch run of this stock market race, this duel, this head-to-head match race between Seabiscuit and, no, between Netflix and Disney, who's going to win that race 3 years from now? They're both tied right now, $153 billion each. Well, I can tell you which one my money is on, and it's not Disney. All right, here's another problem with Disney. There's a new book out today, How a Weakened ESPN Became Consumed by Politics, is the title of Wall Street Journal Shalini Ramachandran's inside baseball look at the decline of the still mighty sports network. It still commands a mighty cable fee, but subscriber exits continue to rise, and operating profit is on track for its third consecutive quarterly decline. How much of that do you think is because you can't watch a golf tournament without politics? You can't watch a hockey game. It got to that point. And now they have a new CEO who's trying to bring the company back and encouraging the folks to lean away from politics on ESPN, the once mighty giant, which has been a noose around Disney's neck. Well, Netflix could face a little bit of fallout. They better be careful. And the last stock that I'm going to talk about today, Nike continues to be very perky as a dividend stock. And Nike has good news today. You know, Under Armour had the contract for Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball kind of stepped away from Under Armour. Their stock has been plunging while Nike's has been hitting new highs. Nike is closing in on a deal for an on-the-field apparel rights for Major League Baseball. The deal would start in 2020. The other company that is private right now that is also involved in this, but it looks like this company will go public, Fanatics. Fanatics is also going to be a sponsor of Major League Baseball. The latest round of funding for Fanatics included SoftBank, the NFL, and Major League Baseball. So those are the good-looking areas of the market right now. Okay, well, we're going to call it a week. We're going to wrap things up here in Sarasota. We still have several appointments to take care of here today. I will be writing the newsletter. Look for a potential major sell signal in the newsletter this week. I'll know by the end of the day. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And we've talked to folks all week long. I don't think I talked to anybody where I said, you know what, I think I could help this person if they'll listen to me. But, yeah, it's up to them. You know, I lay out it all out. I tell people what I do, and then it's their choice whether they want to use my services or not. But I saw a lot of bad stuff in the form of portfolios this weekend or this past week. If you'd like to consider Gunderson to manage your portfolio in one of the aggressive growth, income and growth, mutual fund growth strategies that I run, or if you want to talk about a plan, you want something safer, I can talk that with you all day long. Also, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.